trainer Kieran McLaughlin. He has several top three-year-olds in his barn trying to get back to the Derby with his sixth starter this year. And Kieran is nice enough to spend a little time with me here this morning. Kieran, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you back on board again. And looking ahead to what we're going to see Saturday afternoon, Mucho Macho Man, at least the Mucho Macho Man Stakes, is going to feature Mothuk, who is a horse that is pretty highly regarded right now and a horse that ran off the TV screen in his maiden win last time out. Look back on that effort.
He ran very well last time. It was sloppy track, and Cornelio Velasquez rode him that day, and he was pretty keen. He was trying to get him slow down early, and he was fighting him a little bit, but he did a great job with him and turned his head loose, and he won by 10 lengths. So very well bred colt by More Than Ready, out of Ready's Gal, and he's a very nice mover, does everything right, and we were going to run the allowance race on Sunday, and we entered up for this race in case the allowance race didn't go. And when we drew post 9 of 9 going a mile, we thought the post position was great and ideal, so we did not enter back in the allowance race. We decided to run in the Mucho Macho Man.
So many times at this point in the year, Kieran, trainers will tell me that they're still trying to figure out some of their three-year-olds. They're trying to figure out what their running style is going to be, where they prefer to be, inside, outside, those types of things. Mothuk has shown you a couple of different dimensions. He got jostled around at the start of his debut in October. He came running at the end, and then he goes to the lead in that race at Aqueduct last time out and wins by 10. What do you think his preferred running style is going to end up being?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're still learning, for sure, with his only third start, and this one against winners and a stake winner or two in the race. We'll let Johnny Velasquez, Cornelio Brooks Main, and Johnny ride them tomorrow. We're happy to have him. Cornelio's still out with an injury, but he's back soon. But Johnny will sort it out. He'll probably break well and be out in the clear. And if a couple horses want to go from the inside, that's perfect. He can sit out there and make that decision. Or if he breaks sharp and he puts himself right there on or near the lead, then we'll be there on or near the lead. But hopefully in time we'll get him behind dirt and take some dirt and settle back a little bit, because going a mile and a quarter on the second day of May this year, you're going to most likely take dirt. But we can't worry about that now. So he's a forwardly placed colt, and we're happy to have him in the stake, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you didn't waste any time stretching him out after that debut either. You ran 6 furlongs in his debut, went to a mile last time out. This seems to be a nice progression for him. But was the design always to get this horse to run long?
Yes, for sure. I mean, the first start he ran very well to a nice maiden of Tom Alvitani was a big favorite that day, and it went fast, and we were just strictly second best. But we've always wanted to stretch him out, and we're happy with the progression also, and he's going to be first-time Lasix. He did have a speck of blood in a scope down here when he worked, so he's first-time Lasix, and that usually helps horses also.
Talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, I mentioned you having started 5 horses in the Kentucky Derby, your last coming in 2012 with Alpha. Is it possible at this point in the season, can you really tell if a horse has that it factor and what it takes to be a contender on the first Saturday in May?
We have 5 of them right now that we hope have the it factor, and hope we get points and hope they all stay sound and healthy. But it's nice to have, Mathuk in soon. Frost, it was just second in the Remsen. He's pointing for the Holy Bull here on the 24th. We have Ocean Knight, who won impressively his first start by curling for Stone Street. He's here, and we'll look at an allowance race later in the month, or the Sammy Davis at Tampa. We have Imperia, who just was beaten a Zop in the Kentucky Jockey Club 2-year-olds on Thanksgiving weekend. first time on the dirt, his only start on the dirt. And he, at least we know he likes Churchill Downs dirt. Very nice horse. And then Classic Class was supposed to be in the race, the Jerome, tomorrow at Aqueduct. He worked great last week, and on the way home, he pulled his shoe off, and he broke some of the wall of his hoof right hind. It's not a big deal, but we missed 4 or 5 days of training since then, so we had to pass the race. But he, too, is a nice pull.
I was very impressed with the effort from Imperia. You mentioned trying dirt for the first time. I actually loved him in the Breeders' Cup, and I know he had all kinds of traffic trouble that day. Thought he ran on very well when he finally did get some room. But you had to be ultra impressed with the way he handled the dirt, and it has to be a positive sign moving forward.
Yes, it's very nice that we found out when we did, and we didn't wait till March and say, oh, no, we don't have enough points now. It's, you know, at least we know we'll stay on the dirt for now, and we know he's a nice turf horse, but it's nice. He ran shoes that day and just it was hung a little wide around the turn and closed very well, and he's always learning too. So he's a nice colt. We're very happy with him.
You have another youngster that's going to get some attention as well when he finally does get to the races, and that's Jess's Dream, and Kieran, for very good reason.
Yeah, very good reason. He's by Horse of the Year, out of Horse of the Year, Rachel Alexandra. So if he's not Horse of the Year, then I'm in trouble. But he's doing everything right, training well. Had a big work here last week or 10 days ago in minute 3/5. We're doing some gate work with him now, so you won't see a published work for a few days because the gate work, you know, he does more than just gallop out. He's working out of the gate some, but we don't go very far. So he's a really nice horse, improving all the time, great mentally, and doing well.
You know, you've had so many top-class horses throughout your career, Kieran. I'm just curious. You mentioned the pedigree of Jess's Dream. Is there any extra pressure when you get a horse that is expected to be that good?
It's tough, but, you know, you always worry. We put pressure on ourselves every day to try and get the best out of each horse and treat them all as individuals. And Barbara Banky and Stone Street, they know that things happen and you have to take your time. And if they're not great, they're not great, but they understand. And they bred one and hope that he's great, and we do too. So he's doing everything right and improving all the time. And Ocean Knight, she owns, you know, he's a really nice horse too. He ran a huge race, his only start. So we have, and then we won with Perchance out of Dream Rush by Distorted Humor for her also a few weeks ago. So we have some really nice horses. They deal with a lot of quality horses, and we're happy to be training for them, and they understand the game very well. So I don't feel any extra pressure. We just put pressure on ourselves every day.
A few minutes ago, you brought up the fact that your horses, of course, all your three-year-olds are going to need to get points to get in that Derby starting gate. How much has that Derby points qualifying system changed the way that you look at your prep race schedule for your three-year-olds?
Well, it bothers me some, the point system, and I can't do anything about it. So I'm not really changing anything right now. I figure that we have great prep races for them. The Bluegrass is April 4th. The Wood Memorial is April 4th. We can split up a couple in those two races. We have the Florida Derby and the Louisiana Derby and the UAE Derby all on March 28th. That we could split up a couple more if needed. And you have the Arkansas Derby that's April 11th and Santa Anita. There are so many opportunities for them. I think that the points will come as they come, and you just hope that you get the horses there and they stay sound, because I think the point system will work itself out.
Kieran McLaughlin on HRRN. Kieran, you're no stranger to being in this position with top Derby contenders at this point in the season. You look back a year ago, you were sitting here with Holy Bull Stakes winner Cairo Prince, who was so highly regarded. Does it feel maybe a little bit different this time around, though?
Well, last year I had never felt so confident that we had a horse that, you know, not only belonged, but he was one of the horses to beat. And I was really, really excited about Cairo Prince. He was a special horse. And now he's gone on to stud at Airdrie Stud. And I hope he gets the support he deserves, because he was a really special colt with the it factor. And, you know, he injured himself and just a chip in his ankle. But it was more than a chip in the ankle. And it just didn't quite heal up properly. It took a long time, and he never made it back to us. But this year, you feel a little better, because we have four or five of them that, you know, look like they belong and could get there. And hopefully we get a couple of them there for some great owners and great people. It's exciting for Shadwell, Godolphin, and Stone Street, and Everett Dobson Cheyenne Stable. So it's a great position to be in, and you just, you know, hope that we can get there with a few of them.
I'm glad you brought up the owners, Kieran, because when you think about your relationship with Shadwell and Godolphin and, you know, those types of owners, you're so fortunate to be associated with them. But to be able to get a horse to the Derby for them and potentially win their first Kentucky Derby as their trainer, what would that mean to you?
It would be priceless. It's just, you know, it would mean everything to me. Growing up 74 miles away from Churchill Downs in Lexington, Kentucky, and to go 7,400 miles to Dubai many, many times, and living there 10 years, to come back to try and win the Kentucky Derby is what it's all about. It's every horse trainer and owner dream to win that race. And so you know what it would mean with all the McLaughlins in Kentucky and all my life dreaming that way, and the owners too. So it wouldn't get any better than that.
Kieran McLaughlin on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, as always, you're a class act, a great ambassador for the sport, and you're always very gracious with your time. I can't thank you enough. Happy New Year, and look forward to seeing you in Florida here in just a few weeks.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the good work you all do there.